USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer is just starting and temperatures across the country are getting the memo. The sweltering heat is continuing Thursday in the deep south with some areas hitting 110 degrees. Heat advisories are in effect from Florida to the Great Lakes. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell wrapped up 2 days of testifying on Capitol Hill. Following the Fed's approval of a large interest rate increase, Powell saying the Fed Reserve understands the impact of high inflation and that supply chain disruptions are continuing in Asia and could cause inflation to continue rising.
The surge in prices of crude oil and other commodities that resulted from Russia's invasion of Ukraine is boosting prices for gasoline and fuel and is creating additional upward pressure on inflation.
Inflation sitting at a 40-year high. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Supreme Court's 6-3 conservative majority struck down a New York state law that requires gun owners to show reason when applying for a concealed weapons permit. New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul criticizes the timing of the decision.
It's particularly painful that this came down at this moment when we're still dealing with families in pain from mass shootings that have occurred, the loss of life, their beloved children and grandchildren.
The Biden administration is expected to soon announce a new aid package for Ukraine. Multiple reports say it could be worth up to $500 million. It would reportedly include high mobility artillery rocket systems. That's in addition to new artillery ammo. The war between Russia and Ukraine is hitting the 4-month mark. This as New York City is sending a large shipment of more than 70 pallets of critical supplies to Ukraine, such as hospital beds, medical supplies, and food rations. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president is calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax through the end of summer in an effort to reduce gas prices. Appearing on Fox News, New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says pausing the federal gas tax is a short-term solution.
This is not going to solve the problem, which is Joe Biden appeasing the radical left, trying to move away from our natural resources.
The president says he believes the United States had to sanction Russian oil so they face consequences for their invasion of Ukraine. The NFL is mourning the loss of a former player and broadcaster.
First off, don't be afraid to fail. If you want something, you better go and get it. Nobody's going to knock at your door and just go and say, here you go, here's a briefcase of money, you're successful. It ain't gonna work.
NFL legend Tony Siragusa has died at 55 years old. His former Baltimore Ravens teammate Jamal Lewis confirmed on Wednesday. It's a sad day to be a Raven, he said. A cause of death has not been released. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NBA draft is set for Thursday night at the Barclays Center in New York City. Auburn forward Jamari Smith Jr. is expected to be the first player selected, with the Orlando Magic currently in possession of the number one pick. The Oklahoma City Thunder and Houston Rockets round out the top three. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.